Lady K joining us from the Ladies Lounge, located somewhere nearby. Good morning, Lady K.
Hello, my darling.
How are you today?
Well, the sun is shining, and I'm doing absolutely lovely. Do you hear the birds?
Do you hear the birds? I don't hear the birds, but we'll take your word
for
it.
We're inside, so it's hard to hear them. Are you outside, or do you have the window open?
Well, I was outside. Coco had gone for a bit of a run, but now she's come in, so the door's a bit open.
Hey, before we get into things, I wanted to know if you caught Prince Charles's cheesy baked eggs recipe that he posted.
I did not.
Apparently, Prince Charles is a huge cheese, loves British cheese.
Really?
He's a huge cheese fan.
Well, the British have some really good cheeses, so I understand that.
Yeah, so apparently he shared his favorite recipe out on social media.
Is that on Twitter?
I'm not sure. It was just on social media, it says. I don't know where he shared it, but a lot of different things with that cheese, including spinach and tomatoes.
Potatoes, spinach, and tomatoes.
Just look for Prince Charles's favorite cheesy baked eggs.
Right.
And you'll find it. I guess it's on Twitter, on his Twitter account, if you're following it.
I'm sure he cooks them himself.
Oh, sure.
You know, right.
Well, you know, he's an avid gardener. So I would not be surprised if he's been in the kitchen time or two.
Okay.
They are normal people.
Are they, though?
Well, they are. To an extent.
Sure, they're as normal as royal can be.
That is true.
Yeah.
Do you have a famous recipe that you like to cook up, or is it just beverages?
Well, my darlings, it's mainly cocktails.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for some new gin cocktails, like Pink Lady or the Frisky Farmer cocktail.
Ooh, the Frisky Farmer cocktail. I haven't heard of that.
Frisky Farmer cocktail. Well, I'm looking for it. I've made it up myself.
Oh,
I see. Now.
Right. Okay.
Because I consider myself a farmer now.
Are you doing a lot of gardening?
I'm doing a lot of gardening, and I've got lots of birds, and I think I've got a nest or two, which means that I'm a farmer. I've got things bursting in my yard.
Yeah, I'm not sure that makes you a farmer.
Are you sure?
Yeah, a gardener. Maybe a gardener, but not a farmer.
I mean, do you own a plow?
I own a rototiller, and I've got asparagus growing.
Okay. You might be on the edge of that farmer designation.
Right.
Small farmer.
You've got motorized tilling equipment, and you're growing a crop.
Is it motorized or is it a hand tiller?
Oh, no, it's motorized.
Oh, I see. Wow, that's
you might be skirting the edge of the definition of farmer. I take that back.
Yeah, shame on you, John.
Thank you.
It's Farmer K.
Now I have to get my flirty farmer drink name. Can I say a flirty farmer?
As long as it doesn't have asparagus
flirty
in it.
Flirty farmer. Right.
All right.
That might not be good.
Are you ready for Liar Liar today?
I am.
All right. Joining us as our contestant this morning is Todd from Fenton. Say hi to Todd.
Hello, Todd.
Hello.
All right, you two. Enough conversation.
On,
let's get right into the game, shall we? All right, Todd. I'm going to give you today's word, followed by a definition, which is probably the truth. John and Lady K are going to give you a definition as well, which is probably not the truth. All you have to do is determine, Todd, who's telling the truth. If you do, you'll be our winner this morning. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Todd, your word is chiffonade. Chiffonade is your word, Todd. Todd, are you one that likes to go out to dine at fancy restaurants?
No, not really. My wife makes some nice dinners.
Yeah. Well, when you take her out to dinner and so it's someplace nice and you get the soup, chances are the soup has some chiffonade on it, because chiffonade, Todd, is either shredded or finely cut leafy vegetables that they put as a garnish on top of soup. You know, you'd be getting a cheese-based soup or something. You see the little green, like, parsley-looking things. That's chiffonade.
Okay.
You know, if that were true, when I get my soup, I'd be like, what is this chiffonade?
I'm not a big fan of chiffonade.
Who chiffonaded my soup?
Yeah, if you're chiffonade on the soup, it's not a good thing.
If that were true. I'm not saying it is, but, you know. All right, Lady K.
My darling Todd, I hope you're having a lovely day just like me.
That's a heavy sigh.
Let me tell you, I am not sure when he said he definitely may be telling the truth. I definitely may be telling the truth. And it's pronounced chatinard. So it's a French, a 19th century French term for a woman who is in charge of a very, very large household. And obviously, they're not as large as they used to be. Houses now in France have been cut off. They're more poor apartments than they are large houses. But it is a large house that a woman is in charge of.
I see.
Okay.
That's it.
Sounds like a maid.
Okay. Yeah, Todd, actually, chiffonade is it's an outdated medical treatment, but it's something that we're probably all familiar with, mostly through the example of putting a steak on a black eye, because chiffonade is a medical treatment that uses raw meat. So whenever you see someone put a steak on their black eye, or the actual thing that it began with was putting prosciutto in your ears for an earache. That was the original treatment.
So using meat.
Yeah. That's where it started. But the one that we're more familiar with is like putting a steak on your black eye.
I'm not wasting a steak on your black eye.
I'll give you a black eye if you touch my steak. But that's what chiffonade is.
You put it on the grill, it'll cook all that germs right off of the thing. All right, Todd.
All right. I'm going with Lady K.
You're going with Lady K.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
the French term from the English woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my darling, I think you're absolutely correct. And if my house was any bigger, and if I could possibly learn how to speak French the right way, I would say that I've got that. But since I am not telling the truth, I've got to tell you to go somewhere else.
Hmm. Todd.
Right? Let's go with the first one, the garnish and the soup.
So you're going with the stuff in the soup.
Wait, you're not going to put the prosciutto in your ears?
No.
I think you should have went with bologna. It might have sold it a little
bit. Maybe I should have.
You know, bologna or salami.
Yeah.
Put a salami on your ear.
It sounds like something you'd say to somebody. You know what? Put a salami in your ear, fella.
So you're going with the finely cut up leaves and veggies, the leafy stuff on your soup. That's what you're going
with. Right.
You're going to go with that, Tom.
Yeah.
That's a pretty wise choice. Because, yes, I told you in the beginning I was telling the truth. And you got your way to it the second time around. So congratulations, Todd.
All right, thank you.
All right, Lady K, good luck with the farming.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you next week.